about you, Victory 91.5. It's Keith. I was going to say checking in with Ray, because we check in with Ray Haynes, our general manager, has been here through the Rise and Sign show. Lots of awesome stuff. So if you have missed any of the parts, maybe you just came in on my show, go to the Victory Facebook page, click on the links, and you have all of the parts. I think we have like 13 to 14 parts right there.
14 with this one.
14 parts. And it's something you need to sit down and listen to it. Not, hey, let's quickly rush through it. It's really good. Every piece, and just even talking about the Burger King parking lot, you know, we continued that conversation, but just really good stuff.
It's always more than you could ever say, you know. And
right.
It would take hours to share all the testimonies from Brownsville and that parking lot alone, just because, you know, it was life-changing.
Mm-hmm.
And God did such a work. And 20 years later, you know, that still goes on. I think back to that, and I'm thinking, those little girls in there in that van just praying. And, you know, they were forgotten. God was moving everywhere, but they didn't budge. They prayed. And God moved. They didn't have to move because God was going to move. And
right.
So, you know, those boys were just driving them crazy. They said they got God's presence and nothing. And they were just not going to let that go.
They were like, dedicated.
They were. They said, no, that's not going to happen. They have encountered, they missed God, and we're not going back and living lives like that again. So it was powerful. So
always good.
So our last time here, so I have to leave you on your own after this one. But why celebrate Rosh Hashanah? If you're not Jewish, you're thinking, I can't even pronounce Rosh Hashanah. No, 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 no. It's just like, what in the world? Why do I celebrate such a thing? So there is no biblical law demanding that you celebrate this day. But God has extended an invitation to encounter him. That's why I come, and that's why I teach on it, and that's why I encourage you to just not let it go. Be like those girls. Rosh Hashanah is the day God has set apart to celebrate the moment that he first thought of making you nearly 6,000 years ago. He saw you then and loved you then and chose you to be his bride. Rosh Hashanah begins the 10 days of awe. They call them the awesome days. I like that better than the days of awe. They're awesome days. You can say that with an Australian accent better. They end up on Yom Kippur in 10 days, obviously. And that day is really important. It's fasting and prayer all day. It is the only day, the only holiday, that fasting is explicitly commanded by the Lord. Every other day of the year, you can fast if you want to, but this one, he says this: you shall afflict your souls. Now, afflict doesn't mean to punish yourself, but to humble yourself, right? The Jews wear white or burial clothes to live all day as if they were dead. That's what fasting means. So it's humbling yourself before God and a reminder that you're mortal. That's why you don't eat. That's why you don't drink, because you're dead. And I got to say, if you plan your day, it'll be on a Saturday, Friday night to a Saturday night, and find something white, because for me, even wearing white changes the impact of it. It's in front of you. It's in your face, you know? So these 10 days are set apart to encounter God personally. When Moses came down from the mountain, his face was glowing. These days are for repentance, so they determine your destiny. Every time you repent, it changes your destiny. That's right. So Leviticus 10:11, distinguish between holy and unholy, between unclean and clean. As a Christian, you might say, these days help set the course for your year, the choices you make and the directions you choose. These 10 days are like a preview of the year ahead, or a snapshot of trends. What you conquer now impacts your entire year ahead. Decisions now count more. You hear that? They count more. So for the next 10 days, so what I'm going to do is I look at the news, I watch things, watch what's going on, and, you know, so much goes on throughout the year. We've had earthquakes and hurricanes and stuff, but I keep an eye on these 10 days, and so I'll be back here on Friday, the 29th. Yom Kippur begins that night, just like Rosh Hashanah begins tonight. And I'll share a bit about that holiday and what happened in these last 10 days to determine what we believe, apart from what I've shared already, as if you need more of that, what we might see based on these 10 days. So it'll be a great time.
Awesome, awesome. Ray Haynes talking about Rosh Hashanah today. Make sure you go to blog.victory915.com if you don't have a Facebook. But if you do, you can go to the Victory Facebook page. They're going to be be there this afternoon. All of the clips right there at your fingertips. You can listen through them as much as you want. The Year of Change, 5778. Ray Haynes will also be at Church at War Hill tonight at 7, talking about the same thing, but you're going to... You don't want to miss it, definitely. If you want to see it live again, you can go there. So awesome time. Ray, it's always a privilege to... I'm trying to say, you need to just come into my show and just, you know, the whole time.
Well, we've let it overlap now, so you get a little bit.
Yeah, I at least get it in the car, too, on the way here. So you're listening to Victory 91.5.
North Georgia gets a pretty good mix.